And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Incision's Bigger City. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Incisions, who are a new signing to the TNS Records roster, Tony.
Oh, great.
And they got a new album out because we did play an Incisions track the other week. They had a track featured on the free to download or pay what you want for the Manchester Punk Festival download the other week. But their album is out now. Absolutely brilliant. We will be playing more from it in future weeks. Tony, was called Bigger City. What is Incisions' Bandcamp page?
Incisions.bandcamp.com.
IncisionsMCR.bandcamp.com. MCR being Manchester. IncisionsMCR.bandcamp.com. Paulie being in step one, Tony nil, but we know how quickly things can turn around here. You did thrash me last week. Now, I've got some additional material for you, but not the usual source. So I do like a joke or a poem. If you've got a joke or a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But I have instead got an email, Tone, from, okay. Let me get this right here, from the real Chris Evans.
Okay, good.
With some news about Not My Good Arm, a fabulous band that you might be hearing about in just a second, who knows. He says, "Hi Punky, hope this works. Here is the latest single from Not My Good Arm, all about conspiracy theories becoming reality in this crazy fucking world. When it comes to the crunch, don't let them take you alive. Available on Bandcamp, Spotify, and all those other silly streaming places. Next gig for Not My Good Arm is 30th November at Duffy's Bar, Leicester. £5 for that one, as supporting Wesley Fuller. Also, for the international gigs, now, did you know about this?
He posted it on our Facebook wall, so I've got it.
But this isn't in your plan.
I've got another one in my plan.
All right, okay, so I will read this. Okay. Also, for the international gig guide, is a Bomb Dogs gig supporting the Derellas at Duffy's Bar again on 29th of November with First Wave as other support. £5 for that one too, but it is the Derellas. Two gigs for me for two different bands on two consecutive nights in the same venue. Crazy. Lots of love. The real Chris Evans. I hope we've done you justice, Chris. Thanks very much for getting in touch. And 29th and 30th, if I'm not mistaken, is this weekend.
29th is Thursday. Because the first is Saturday. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. I'd have gotten the Derellas one if it had been on Friday. That's a bummer. All right. Anyway, it's read out. It's happened. That's what's going on. And as luck would have it, we're going to play a track by Not My Good Arm now, that along with the with the email that was sent. There was said track, Take Me Alive, which is going to play any minute now. We're calling them, or they're calling themselves, New Soul Grungers from Leicester, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. What is Not My Good Arms website?
Notmygoodarm.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Poorly Beat on the Internet. One, stay tuned for Justine and the Unclean. But first up, Not My Good Arm, Take Me Alive.
Click.
Out.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Justine and the Unclean and a track called Be Your Own Reason. All the way from Boston, Massachusetts, Tony. We did play a track from them the other week via Rum Bar Records. And hello to Rum Bar Records and Lou over there in Boston for giving us such a great amount of music recently. Really kind of you. And I think that's the second Justine and the Unclean track we played. We might be playing another one before long. Who knows? Tony? What is Justine and the Unclean's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Justine and the Unclean.
It's as simple as that. Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. It's turned around already. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means you must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do you like the page? Do leave us a comment. Do you like to hear from you? Let us know what you think. If you haven't been in touch before, let us know you're listening. That'd be always nice to hear from new listeners, old listeners who have never been in touch before, or even just the usual bunch of super fans. Super fans we have yet to meet.
Super fans.
But we'll meet them all at some point.
Yeah. Reprobates.
Yes. Three this week.
Blimey.
First up, Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch.
Hello, Joe. Just from Scanner.
Yes, from Scanner. Just in response to last week's show, great mix. He does like to congratulate us when he likes the music on the show. So thanks, Joe, for getting in touch.
It is nice. Joe always rocks up when it's a bit more punk than usual.
Exactly. But sometimes that's all a comment needs to be. Just needs to be appreciation.
Exact.
Paul Boyle's been in touch. The other Paul B.
Paulie B. Paul the other one.
He is. And he says TripAdvisor review submitted. Great to
and
meet you.
And it was. And thank you very much for it, Mr. Boyle.
Great to meet you both. And Tony, yeah, was acting chief inspector. But don't tell anyone. Look forward to the next 650 shows. Paul the other one.
I don't.
What are we this week? 689. So we're starting it.
Blimey. Yeah,
11 weeks away from 700. Well, that will be then January. Maybe January-ish.
I suppose we should do something about it, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
All right then.
Why be the habit of a lifetime?
I like the way your mind works.
Thank you very much. Actually, we might well be collide with the meeting of the next listener Simon Knott's been in touch.
Fancy.
It's weird. He says, what a great show. Leadfoot T, one man trash and roll, is a new one on me. Loved him and everything else played in the show this week. Tony, although I was initially alarmed to hear that 5 pints would kill you, on reflection, I have to admit I have similar limited capacity these days. I'm guessing that's just a whistle wetting for Paul B. Edwards. With that in mind, I've decided to abandon plans for a dry January. Did October, no problem. I will instead book the trend for abstention and go into serious training for my visit in February. Simon in Devonshire.
I think that's very sensible.
Yes, but that may well collide with 700. It's got to be around there.
I think it will, won't it? It's going to be very close to it, if not.
If only Timo submitted an Excel spreadsheet to keep his track of these things.
If only.
And where is Timo when you need him? But there, thanks,
Germany.
Simon. No, that's right, yes, that would be that where he is. He's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Facebook.
Well, we got another quite long involved comment from Graham Letford.
Did we?
Yes, but he left the comment on the Punky post on my page.
And
I said, Graham, Tony's not gonna see that. But as we're here, I could look for it now, couldn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't I do that? You might have to talk for a second.
Yeah, so don't forget, you get Facebook comments. We get constant feedback from a few people. If you are listening, never been in touch, do let us know your name, where you're listening, how long you've been listening, what kind of music you, what favourite bands that we featured recently, anything really.
It's really pathetic when you're put on the hoof, which is ironic because you've got a horse.
So someone says, "Hey, you speak." What do you
think? I found it. Shall I just take over?
Why don't you take over?
All right. So this from Graham. Hi, Tony, you see, he was so sure. A couple of weeks back, you referenced the lead singer of Flaccid in another band. They're one of only a handful of bands you refer to which I have some prior knowledge, as you used to watch them occasionally around Letchworth Stroke Hitchin a few years back. I know you don't often read out requests, but wondered if you may have something of theirs in the vault for old time's sake. I replied, I'll have a look, Graham, but you've commented on the page and not the punky, on my page and not the punky one, so Tony won't actually see it. Graham replied, what a twat. So, yes, we do have some Flaccid stuff, and we will drag something out from the vaults in the next few weeks.
Right. Cool.
Thank you for your input, Graham. It is more than a few years ago that you saw Flaccid, though, Graham. I don't want to worry you,
right,
but we're talking 1999 or something.
Oh, right.
It must be. It must be that long that Flaccid were going, because they were the first band that Matty was in, who's now the lead singer of the Beach Boys, and since then he's also been in the Kramers and Minister's Dead. So it's going back a long way.
Finally.
But justified. Anyway, that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, two things here. First of all, after you've heard this song, you're going to hear an interview I did with Arturo Basic, the world-famous punk rocker and lead singer bass player with The Lurkers, among others. He's also the bass player of 999, that I did at the show that I did indeed go to at the Maze last Saturday night. So after this song, you'll hear that, and then you'll hear the Lurkers song that backs it up, and then we'll start talking again after that. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
That makes sense. If it makes sense to you, Tony, it must be all right. So first up, though, Tony, how about this from Inverse Records? Heavy metal from Russia.
Ooh.
Yeah. Men in Metal are the name of the band. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/meninmetal
facebook.com/Ural Heavy U-R-A-L heavy, as in they must be from the Urals. Don't know a lot about them, because if you go to that Facebook page, it is in Russian.
Right.
And my Russian's not that strong. How's your Russian?
Not very good.
No. So I couldn't make a lot about them, but I thought we'd play it anyway. We don't get a lot of chance to play heavy metal from Russia, do we? This is more, it's not really heavy metal, it's more sort of heavy rock. Yeah, I think you'll like it. So that is Paulie B's Internet 2, Tony 2. Stay tuned for the glorious Arturo Basic. But first up, the time has come.
Нас
be Punky Radio, joined by Arturo Lurker.
Well, Arturo Basic.
Arturo Basic, if you don't mind, Paul.
That's it.
And so you're looking forward to playing tonight, are you?
Of course, always.
Right, and have you watched any of the bands on so far?
I've watched them all.
You've watched them all.
Because
I've just dragged you away from the apocalypse
babies,
who will kill me.
Doesn't matter, and
they've been brilliant so far. So, are you touring at the moment?
No, we don't really tour. We just, like most of the bands of our sort of stature, we can't play fucking Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Mondays and that, you know. We're just weekend warriors, that's what we always call ourselves, you know.
Right, but I did overhear you were playing up in the northeast last night.
Yeah, we were playing in Billingham near Stockton, you know.
And you're based up there now?
Well, I am, that ain't far from me to go, yeah.
So how come you ended moving up there then? Moved out pretty well, hasn't it?
No, that's all right. I mean, I lived in Lincoln for 5 years when I moved out of London about 25 years ago. And I met some people when we played in Edinburgh who were actually from a tiny little village called Slaggyford in Cumbria. But it was very close to a place called Haltwhistle, which is on near the Roman Wall, you know, Hadrian's Wall. And I got with them so well, and I just thought, fuck this. I've always rescued Whippets and Greyhounds, you know, and I had six at the time.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I'm still doing it. But anyway, regardless of that, I thought Haltwhistle, which is only about 3,000 people, was a fucking great place. And because I knew people from there, I got well accepted there, and I enjoyed living there for many years, and I will go back there when I stop playing.
But have you turned the village punk?
Well, fuck me, funny enough you should say that. but there's, because they, my mates were punk people from there, and everybody knows each other. It was like, I did actually have a load of mates come up and visit us, people with fucking punk gear, and they were really well accepted, so that was fine.
Oh, okay.
And we did a few gigs, you know.
Not
the Lurkers.
Mates
bands from Sunderland, Newcastle and whatever used to come over and play now and again.
Right. And have you done any bingo there?
Yeah, of course. I was at bingo every fucking Sunday. The first thing I ever won at bingo was a £6 voucher for Billy Bell's grocery shop, and I bought £6 worth of carrots for the horse I had at the time. I never won a fucking thing ever after that.
There's a pub round the corner for me called the Willow Tree that has a meat raffle on Saturday night. I'm missing that for this.
Yeah, well, I don't care to eat meat, so there you go. I don't care to eat fucking win anything.
Well, in that case, I'm sorry that I brought that up.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm not offended, for fuck's sake, you know.
Now, we're going to play a track in a second.
Yeah.
Called Shadow.
Yes.
Which is a very old song of yours.
Well, yeah. It's the first song I ever played on.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Which came out on a Cherry Red retrospective.
Well, you know about that. Of course I do.
Just this year, yeah. So, is there anything that you've got coming up in terms of recording, or are you kind of calling it a day at the moment and just doing what you've got?
The thing is, what it is right. I'm blatantly honest. I mean, a load of people big themselves up and say, ooh. I mean, you're making albums for your fucking self these days. Everybody just wants to hear the old shit. No, I'll say shit. They want to hear the old songs, the things they were brought up with, the music that they liked the most when they were kids, they still love most of all now. How many people, right, who go and see the Buzzcocks actually buy their new albums?
Or whatever.
And it's exactly the same with us and whatever. You get a few hardcore people, but it sells so little, it's hardly fucking worth it. You're actually doing it for yourself and so few people that you think, no one fucking listens to it anyway, you know.
But do you still write a bit for yourself, or do you?
No, I haven't written for quite a long time.
Right.
I mean, I've covered a lot of subjects within playing punk, you know, that are outside of the loop of a lot of punk lyrics are usually about, and people say, oh, that ain't a punk lyric, you know, you're writing about somebody's, fuck off, you know. It's open to all sorts of things, but it it's become very fucking homogenised, and you know, you've got to write these songs that are, you know, appeal to the lowest common denominator, and I don't do that, you know.
You're talking about,
sometimes I do, because, you know, but I mean,
X Factor of punk rock,
well, whatever.
All right, do you want to introduce Shadow for me then?
Yeah, Shadow was the first single I ever played on. Lurkers were the first band I was ever in 1977. And this is it. I mean, it took about 2 hours to record. And we went down the pub and got pissed, and that was it. And the engineer couldn't fucking believe it, that we were in and out in 2 hours. So, no, 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 just get down the pub. And that was the attitude of the Lurkers.
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Lurkers and Shadow, which, as you heard, was the first Lurkers song that Arturo ever played bass on.
Oh.
Interesting. Top bloke, actually. Really enjoyed his company. Really, really good bloke. I will talk about the gig after the next song, when we'll finally discover how I ended up interviewing him, because it was quite random.
Okay, cool.
So, what I'd like to know, though, Tony, is what is The Lurkers' website?
TheLurkers.com?
TheLurkers.co.uk.
Oh, is it?
All of the Internet 3, Tony, too. And I will just say that they are obviously London Punk Records, but Arturo is now based in the extreme north of England.
Hmm.
Extreme north, Tony.
Where is he, then? What would that be?
He's extremely north.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a village in County Durham.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, he's up there. He's having a great time. He loves it up there. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Fancy that.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me. tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with. It is international. Doesn't have to be in the UK, so email me your gigs, all received with thanks. So an email from John from the Beach Boys a few weeks ago.
Hello, John.
Yes, with their gigs over the next month or so, and one's this week, and it's a relatively big one, and it's international, and it's in my favourite country, Germany.
Es ist sehr gut.
It is sehr gut. Yeah,
that's good.
So this Saturday, the 1st,
it's one for Mainz's end of Neubarton.
They're playing Rock Inside the Clock Festival in Munich. They're playing with the Pennycocks, Healthy Junkies, Bankrupt, D-Cracks and Vulpines.
We've played Healthy Junkies on the show a couple of times, haven't we, as well?
I think so, yeah.
Very good band.
So yeah, so if you are in the Munich area, and you've got nothing to do on a Saturday afternoon, it starts at 4:30, that'll be a cracker, and it's €25.
If you're having luncheon in Munchen.
Yes. do crack on with that. Bleach Boys are highly recommended, of course.
They are, and you're about to hear one of their new songs as well. It's absolutely brilliant.
There you go. So yeah, and that will also be Pogotcha, of course. So
it will.
We'll Pogotcha that one.
You will Pogotcha it.
It will be Pogotcha'd.
So now this is suggesting you might have another gig as well.
No, I had the other gig was the Not My Good Arm or Bum Dogs, whatever it was. Right. So that's been done. So that's
right,
all.
So that's it then, is it?
That's all I have.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should probably play a Bleach Boys track. What do you reckon?
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
They brought out a new EP, Tony. Three tracks, all brilliant. I'll pick the middle one. But I do like the other two as well, and I'm going to find out whether they're all right about me playing the other ones as well, because it's superb. And they're threatening another EP next year.
Okay, cool.
Which I'm very excited, because when it came through, he said, oh yeah, there's plans, we've got another 4 or 5 that we haven't recorded yet that we're going to do next year. I thought, oh, that's miles away, and then I thought, no, it's not. Next year's a month away, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Next year soon.
Yes, it is.
It's soon going to be 2019. I feel like we live in the future now.
Oh, definitely.
We're now 3 years after Barbed Wire.
Was that 2015, was it?
That's 2016, wasn't it? No, I mean 3 years, it'll be next year.
Right.
2019 will be, yeah, 3 years. So yeah, right now we're 2 years beyond Barbed Wire.
Barbed Wire.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I have some facts, don't I?
You really do.
Oh, do you know, did I mention about Gary's?
Gary's?
Yeah.
No.
Right, I'll mention that in the next bit as well. Okay. Let's play this Bleach Boys song. Tony, what's the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paul B. Internet 3. That's right, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And everyone has nice things to say about the Bleach Boys, including Arturo.
Ah.
That's right, yeah. Fabulous band. As you're about to find out, this is a new track of theirs on their new EP. This is Plastic Sex. We'll be right back. you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bleach Boys and Plastic Sex off their new EP, which, by the way, is marvellous. Tony, shall we talk about last week now? We'll talk about last week, because we haven't really. Did you do anything last week?
Not of note, no.
Right.
Nothing really. Okay.
Let's have a horse update then.
Horse is fine. Horse is fine. He threw a shoe, I think, as I mentioned. So yeah. We've now removed all his shoes and he's going shoe-free.
Right.
Because apparently the Spanish horses have quite hard hooves and they can handle it. So
right, okay.
Let's see if the emo shit cries about that one.
I did notice that you'd posted a photo just saying emo. Is that right?
Yeah. Did you see the quiff on him?
Oh, I didn't notice. I was too busy laughing.
He's just got a really popular big emo fringe and he was looking at me with head slightly tilted and just looking a bit miserable, like, you emo little fucker.
Sangre de gatito.
Yeah. Yes. And then Sunday Steph went for a hack with him and I just like followed them around and
right.
Had a bit of a walk on the bridle path. So yeah, all right, all going well. He seems relatively fit. That's about it, I think, yeah. What did you get up to?
Well, I did the thing we were both supposed to.
You did, yeah, you did. How was it?
I did, yeah. I went to see the Lurkers at the Maze on Mansfield Road. The Maze, a.k.a. the Forest Tavern, depending on who you talk to, it's called one or the other.
Mm.
The pub sign says Forest Tavern, but the sign above the door says the Maze. Ever so confusing. What a brilliant night. I missed the first band.
Okay.
I got there in time to see the band that Ellis and Dave Drury are in.
Yeah.
The Starbothers.
Yeah.
Tony, brilliant.
Are they? Good.
Really, really good, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get in touch with them, see if they've got anything they can send us. Kind of, I don't know, kind of real fast country cowpunk sort of thing. Really catchy, really rock and roll-y. A bit more acoustic guitar-based than I would normally like, but actually it worked really well. The only problem was they had a few sound issues. I think they might have cut the gig a little bit short because they had a few sound issues. But absolutely brilliant. Recommend seeing them. I spoke to Ellis briefly, but I didn't actually recognise Dave Drew. He was standing next to me at the bar.
Oh.
And then it wasn't until he got on stage, oh, that's Dave, of course, yeah. They were great. Then Apocalypse Babies were on, and Apocalypse Babies, Tony, were different gravy. Absolutely fantastic. And I got halfway through the gig, and I nipped out the back, and as I nipped out the back, so did Arturo Basic, and that's when I said to him, oh, I couldn't have a quick word, could I? And he went, how about now? I went, oh, I want to watch Apocalypse Babies. But anyway, we went upstairs to the dressing room, and we did a 5-minute interview, which led to an hour-long chat, which led to Asterix, the lead singer of Apocalypse Babies, coming upstairs and joining in the chat, and we all had a right old time of it. It was absolutely brilliant. And Apocalypse Babies also gave me their new album, which is superb. Really, really superb. So if you can get hold of it, do. I'm waiting to get a couple of tracks converted to MP3 so we can play them on the show, because I really want to push this album. It's great, mate. It's absolutely brilliant.
Is that with the new guitarist? Because I know they replaced him recently. Was he?
Well, this recorded in 2017.
Okay.
But maybe not. But yeah, it's like if the Ramones landed in Alfreton. It's really good, and there's some really good songs on it, and it's really, like, they've always been a bit, we don't give a crap, haven't they?
Yeah.
This album really is, we don't give a crap. We're singing about what we want to. The album, I think, is called Politically Incorrect, to give you an idea.
Hmm.
Really good. I've got it on in the car on a loop, so I'm learning it at the moment. Brilliant. So that was that. And then, and so that meant I missed the whole of Noose, who were the main support. And then I watched the Lurkers afterwards, and they were brilliant. And can I say hello to the Mansfield Mong crew that were out in force, all the old punks and skins, not Dynamo, but the rest of them. And can I make a mention, we've got some sad news. One of the Mansfield Mong crew, who are the Mansfield punks, basically. One of the crew is no more.
Oh.
R.I.P. Telf. And all the boys were very emotional and said they wished that he'd been there and all that. And we all did too. And it's very sad. And I hope everyone connected with Telf is all right. And I look forward to seeing the rest of you soon. Right. Okay. This week, are you doing anything?
Still haven't been to see the Queen film. So holding out for getting to see that, but probably won't happen.
I'm way beyond that. I might go and see Robin Hood this week.
Oh, cheeky. Yeah. And then Saturday we're going to see Ross Noble at the at the concert hall. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah. Booked it ages ago. And it's just one of those gigs that just crept up on us. Yeah. So yeah, this Saturday.
Shout out, Paul B. Edwards says hello.
Will do.
He will say hello back.
I think I don't know how far back we are. Probably quite far, but yeah.
We'll scream it. Okay. Get Steph to shout it in German. Because I saw Ross.
You were at the comedian party, weren't you? I remember seeing a picture. Yeah.
Last Jan, yeah. We both had Peaky Blinder hats on.
He seems a nice chap.
He's a brilliant bloke. Really brilliant bloke. And obviously a fantastic comic. And I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Yeah, we good. What are you up to?
I might paint a wall, Tony.
Was this the new wall?
Yeah, it's about time I got around to painting it. And on Tuesday night, my mate Nick Coppin, not stopping Coppin, the bloke, he's always playing in Germany for 20 euros.
Is he?
Stand-up comic who lived with me for 3 months. You might have met him, actually.
I did meet him, yeah.
Nice bloke. He's up here on Tuesday night when he's going to catch up with some of the Pelham Brigade, and it's bound to get messy. So I will report back on that. And you never know, I might get to see a band again this weekend. I'm kind of in the groove for watching bands now, so...
Down the line, or just in general?
Who knows, Tony?
Okay.
Who knows? So that's my plan this week. But I think, more abruptly, we should play two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay Tuned for Dentist, a band we played a couple of times recently, but a band I think we've only played once before, Hey Honcho and the Aftermaths, Tony.
Right.
They've come by Hound Gourd Records, and the album is called Chico Perito. And what I'd like to know is, what is Hey Honcho and the Aftermaths' Bandcamp page?
heyhoncho.bandcamp.com.
Nice try, but it's the other way around. theaftermaths.bandcamp.com.
Right.
Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3, this is Fair Play. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dentist and a track called Remind Me. They are New Jersey indie surf pop, and their latest album is called Night Swimming, and they're rather brilliant. I do like that. That's ethereal, Tony. I would describe the vocals as ethereal. What is Dentist's website?
Dentistband.com?
It is! Tony Four, Paulie B and the Internet Four. This is terribly exciting. And we might try and get one more track out of that album on in the next few weeks. First of all, have you got a twat?
No.
Right. Well, just mention how you get one.
Yeah, if you can email me your twats, that would be much appreciated. We can then play our theme tune, which we do like to play. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com. All tracks read with thanks, every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Do like playing the theme tune, and would you like getting your twats? Even with all the Brexit and the Theresa Mayness of it all, no twats, not a twat, nine twat. Neat twat.
We want twat. Yeah. All right, so that's that. Secondly, what's this about a one-star review?
Yeah, obviously we've been pushing recently for our Podchaser reviews. We had a one-star one come through, but you can either rate or review or both podcasts. And we normally get both. We get a five-star rating, we get a review with it. We just had a one-star rating here by a user called Cirque AQC. Cirque AQC. So, thank you very much. If we'd have had a review with it, probably would have read it out. So if you can defend our honour on the Podchaser site, if you can do that, podchaser.com/punkyradio, because we've dropped now from a 5-star to a 4.5-star podcast due to this one review. Give us a review, that'd be nice. Even if you just want to do a 5-star rating and haven't got time for a review, it would help us out a bit. It has tarnished our solid name. In all my 14 years of podcasting, nearly, never have I been so tarnished.
We got theories on it, haven't we? Your theory is that it's competition.
I always think it's someone... Yeah, I can't see us being a one-star show. It can't be 5 stars and then a 1-star. So I think it's competition, but that's just me.
I think it might be someone who tried to leave a review for us and messed up.
Which is probably more likely. Yeah.
Could be. Or it could be someone who just wishes us ill, Tony.
Maybe.
Let's not take it personally. All right, so if you can leave a 5-star review to get us back up a little bit, that'd be great, but obviously no pressure.
Nah.
Because there's a bigger thing that's worrying me, even than that, Tony.
Okay.
And that's the state of Gary's.
The state people of Gary's.
People call Gary, okay. Right? Now, people aren't calling their kids Gary anymore. In fact, they haven't for years. And some sort of survey or whatever dictates that we might run out of Gary's by about 2050. There might be no more Gary's.
Ooh.
We might have a situation where the only way we can see anyone called Gary is to watch a show called Walking with Gary's.
Right, okay.
Like, we're running out of Gary's. So this is a request right now. If you're listening to this show and you are pregnant and you're thinking of having a child, will you consider calling them Gary? They might be the only Gary left in the world in about 30 years' time. Please proceed to
gate 007. I blame the guy from Snow Patrol. He's a Gary.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a Gary. I think he's Gary Lightbody or something. He's claimed to put everyone off, which you could understand.
Gary Lightbody?
I think so.
No. There's me championing the Garys and like our nemesis.
You got to bring it back, you know.
We need a decent Gary. This is more important than ever. We need a punky radio listening mum and dad to have a Gary.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It's coming
back.
It
needs to be said. Gary Wambolt or Gary Catmilker or something needs to happen. I'm worried about the Garys, Tony.
You should be.
I'm wide-eyed about the lack of Garys.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's going to keep me awake tonight, I'm certainly.
I think it probably will, mate.
Mm.
Hey, maybe you could call your horse Gary.
I think the Edward is stuck
it's
now.
It's stuck, has it?
It's stuck, yeah.
Madness. All right, speaking of animals, let's play a track by Animals, shall we?
Okay.
Which is spelled A-N-M-L-S, Animals.
Animals.
And they are Santiago punk. Now, Santiago, is that Peru?
Oh, I don't know. Could
I
be.
Think it is. I think they're Peruvian punk rockers, Tony, via Slovenly Records. And have we got a track for you? This is off their latest album that you can find via Slovenly Records or via their Facebook page, which is... This is Animals' Facebook page, I should say.
Facebook.com/Animals.
Facebook.com/Animals official. Yeah. Official spell official in like Spanish and that. So it's extra complicated. So it's Facebook.com/ANMLSOFICIAL. Yeah. Which makes it Paul B. Internet 5, Tony 4. And this is No Not Then. Is a great track to finish the show this week, Tony.
Cool.
Really, really is. Feel free to leave us a 5-star review on Podchaser. We need to sort out this 1-star monkey.
Sort it.
Also, I am thinking Gary Ugly Shoes.
Right.
As unlikely as it is that Mr. Ugly Shoes will procreate, you never know.
Could happen.
That man has fine sperm.
Does he?
He might have, I don't know. It tastes nice. Right, so maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D, U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
That's about the size of it. We love to hear from you online types. Who knows what me and you will get up to this week, but anyway, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Your gun.